Ragabol gasped, in awe of the seer and her powers.
Aye, true, but how did you know? Did you see the beast too?
She smiled.
Wagga sees many things unknown to others.
What she did not say was that she had been observing her captain for days, listening, watching, taking all in. Every nightmare, every time Ragabol called out in the brief times he did sleep, were memorised by Werga. She had a complete picture of it all, from the moment Ragabol had struck the badger to every event since. The Sirat captain brought his face even closer to the seer. His breath was hot on her jaw, his voice half threat and half plea.
I can't fight a dream, so I'm waiting on your word. Tell me what to do. I must be rid of the stripe dog.
Werga replied,
Knowest thou my three sons?
Bol knew the ones she spoke of, though not too well. They were a furtive trio, a bit undersized for sea rats, always last to fight, but first to grab the plunder. He was not impressed with them, and saw the three as background vermin who never put themselves forward or appeared bold like proper sea rats often do. The captain shrugged.
Aye, I know them. They ain't no great shakes as fighters. That big stripe dog could eat the three of them.
Werga rocked back and forth on her haunches, chuckling.
Well said. But give them a skilled tracker, one who could lead them to the place of thy dream, and my sons will make an end of thy stripe dog, believe me.
Ragabol drew his scimitar, allowing the firelight to gleam across its lethal blade.
Even I never finished the big beast with a blow of this. How could three runts like that do the job?
Werga drew from her pouch a section of bamboo, cut off near the joint and sealed at one end with beeswax. Carefully, she broke away the wax and upended the cylinder. Six long thorns spilled out, each one tipped with crimson dye and plumed with the short feathers of some exotic bird. She stayed Ragabol's paw as he reached to pick one up.
Keep away from such things. They can kill 10 times more swiftly than the most venomous snake.
The sea rat captain pulled back his paw.
Poison?
Using her long paw nails, the seer divided the thorns into 3 groups of 2.
Once one of these little beauties pricks the skin, even the greatest warrior cannot stand. Poison from far isles across the southern seas. My 3 sons know how to use these darts. Warriors they may not be, but assassins they surely are. Give them a tracker to lead them to the stream bend. They will seek out thy striped dog and slay him.
Ragabol stood abruptly, peering over the hilltop rocks at his crew below, until he saw the one he required.
Ahoy! Jib snout!
A big, competent-looking sea rat saluted.
Captain?
Ragabol called back to him.
Bring Werga's 3 sons up here. I've got a task for the 4 of you.
Night had fallen as the sons of Werga left the hilltop following Jib Snout. The tracker had a blanket with some food rolled into it, thrown over his shoulder, and a well-honed dagger dangling from a cord around his neck. Once they were off the hill and bound back along the trail, Jib Snout halted and glared contemptuously at the 3 smaller rats. It was obvious he did not enjoy their company. He pointed the dagger at each of them in turn.
Listen to me, slime snats. I don't like you 3 one little bit, but I got to do the job what Captain Bol gave me, to take you back to where the broad stream bends at the edge of this forest. What you do then is carry out the captain's orders. 'Tis up to ye how you do that, and naught to do with me. But get this straight. You do your job and I'll do mine. So stay out of my way and mind your manners around me. Step on my paws or look the wrong way at me and I'll gut all 3 of you with this blade of mine. Understood?
The sons of Werga never answered. They merely looked at one another and exchanged sly leers. This did not improve Jib Snout's opinion of them. Turning on his paw, he set off at a rapid pace into the dark woodlands, growling back to the odd trio.
Move yourselves! We'll be marching night and day and only stopping for a bite or a nap when I say so. If you don't keep up, I'll leave you behind. Try explaining yourselves to Ragabol when you get back then. I dare you.